You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The sacrifices that brought in Chag Shavuot, we brought a goat. It's called Seir, Izim, Echad. We brought the goat. I'm sorry. Exactly. So the only goat in through the other Chagim, and even Rosh Chodesh, that does not mention Chatat. It does not mention. As a sacrifice is, isn't that something? Did you notice? It's an unbelievable thing. That's the Haftarah. I mean, the Maftir that we recited in Parshat Pinchas, Ubyom Habikurim B'Shavuotechem. And then he explains that you bring a goat, but he doesn't say Chatat. It's an unbelievable thing. It's missed out. But why? The point here is that what Tosha is teaching us, the greatest kapara that you can gain is learning Torah. Learning Torah. So that means in Shavuot, that is Matan Torah, that's it. You don't need to bring the sacrifice and say kapara. When you learn Torah, when you come to the shiur, when you have a special time to learn, that's the greatest kapara. So that's something. Well, you can do both at the same time. But here, learning Torah, even it pushes away to bring your sacrifice as asking for kapara. See, it's very interesting. Our Gemara, the Masechet Brachot, the being after Shas, ask us, when do they recite the Shema? When is the first time that we recite the Shema? At night. When do we say Shema? Gemara says. I'm sorry. No. At night, and like Gemara asked, the first halakha that we learn, when do they say Shema?
When you see someone from distance, whether you can recognize them.
That's morning.
No, that's at night. Yeah. Is that a kohavim?
No.
Chatzot?
No.
Sheinichnasim
kohanim le'chol. Getting a report card. The Gemara says, when the kohanim they eat the terumah, we say Shema. What do you mean? But tell me the time. Where is the kohen? Where is the terumah? What is that supposed to mean? No? You had this question? What has anything to do with it? I want to say Shema. So say half an hour after sundown. Say 72 minutes after sundown. Tell me when the stars come out. When you see three stars next to each other, say Shema. So now here is the question. He asked Rebbe, when the train is going to come. What does he say? What does he say?
You get
this game. 9 a.m. Say 9 a.m. So now you ask Shimon. So now you ask Shimon when the train is going to come. He says half an hour after Shacharit. What's the difference between Reuven and Shimon? Reuven said 9 a.m. Shimon said an hour after Shacharit. What's the difference?
Is he going to change the
same? No, exactly the same time. Shacharit finishes at 8. Reuven said 9 a.m. But Shimon said an hour after Shacharit.
Relative versus absolute.
But what's the difference between these two? They both exactly saying the same timing, no?
Life revolves around Shacharit.
Chazak u'baruch. Life of Yehudi, it only depends the timing that you relate to your service of Hashem, Avodat Hashem. That's why the Gemara is informing us. You want to say Shema? You have to see when the Kohen eats his terumah. It doesn't tell you half an hour after sundown or 72 minutes after sundown. Why? Because the life of Yehudi, it's only depends How you do the Avodah of Hashem? You know, there's a story about Rambam Zatar, being that he had a guest. So now he offered them a drink. So now the guest smelled the drink. Now it smells like medicine. I'm not going to drink it. So you're not going to drink it? So no, it smells like a, you know these drinks that you know, it smells like a, like these vitamin drinks, you know? No? So it smells like a medicine. So Rambam Dasar told him, no. This is a drink that actually keeps you healthy. But if you're not feeling well, you smell the drink like medicine. So that means this drink keeps you healthy. But if you're not feeling well, then you smell the drink as a medicine. Now, here, the little kids, you want to feed them. What's the reaction when you bring the spoon to their mouth? Huh? The lips are glued together. And then you have to play the airplane. Why? What's wrong with them? What's wrong with them? How come the baby doesn't eat the food? You have to play with them, you know, like a, you know, make a funny noise. Like the airplane is coming to open his mouth. Why? Why?
Happy?
Yeah. It's the food. He has to eat it. He needs to eat it. Yeah.
Huh? He has to be happy.
Happy?
Yes.
What do you mean happy? He has to eat.
Happiness is more important than eating.
Understand? When somebody needs to eat, you put him down on the floor and put the food in his mouth. Like if somebody wants to take a medicine, you just wait for him that he feels like it to take the medicine. Huh?
No.
Where did you go after Shacharit? Where did you go? You even didn't listen to one halakha. You didn't even listen to the Torah. Where did you go? Because you act like a baby. I have to force you to eat the food. Isn't that something? But why? Because just like the guest that came to the house of Rambam Zatzal, he feels this drink is
medicine.
It's not medicine. It's a healthy drink, but you're not feeling well. You're not feeling well. You don't understand that this is Hemchayeno in a few minutes. Ve'orech. What do you mean Hemchayeno? You just left. You even didn't have no interest to sit here, listen 5 minutes of the Torah. That's why in Shavuot there is no Seir Lachatat. There's no such a thing. Why? Because Torahtena Arusha is the greatest kapara that you can gain. And your life, you should not forget, it's not 9 a.m., it's not 10 a.m., it's not 5 a.m., it's an hour after Shacharit. Why? Because Shacharit comes first. Your learning Torah comes first. That means to know if your Shacharit was accepted or not. What's the test? What's the test? What's the test?
The Gemara says how well I went through the prayer.
The test to realize that your Shacharit was accepted or not, you even do Shacharit or not, that what the feeling you have right after Shacharit to sit down and learn a few minutes of Torah Tehillah Kedusha. But if you cannot wait to leave the Beit Knesset, I mean it was not Shacharit. It was not Shacharit. You went through a few pages, you finished it up, and you got it over with. Shacharit? What do you mean Shacharit? You study from Ribbono Shel Olam, so Hashem Sefatah Yiftah Ufi Yagit El Atecha, Hashivenu Avinu Toratecha? What do you mean? How can you say Hashivenu Avinu Toratecha and then right away you run away? How could be such a thing? No, I'm just saying. But how could it be such a thing? How can you say Hashiveinu Avinu L'Toratecha, but right after Tefillah it's like it's Beracha Levatala. It's Beracha Levatala. No? It's Beracha in vain. How can you come to ask Ribono Shel Olam Chas V'Shalom? He's laughing at you. He say, you just told me that to help you to learn Torah, but you ran away. How could be such a thing? And that's what exactly the whole point here is. Yes, maybe you have to force him to put the food in his mouth. Why? Because he doesn't realize. And that's how it sometimes becomes exactly like us. I have to chase after you to have you sit and learn some Torah. Huh? Why? Because without respect, I'm acting like the baby. This is what you need. That's what you celebrated. That's what you're going through the continuation of this week. For what? Because you say, oh, Matan Torah didn't finish. It didn't finish. I'm still in the process. So that means I believe in Torah. I believe that Ribono Shel Olam picked me as a selected nation to give me the Torah. But I'm disrespecting the Torah. I have no value for the Torah. And that's what exactly the unbelievable message here is. B'shavuotechem is Seir Echad. That's it. It's not Lechata, right? Learn Torah, have value for the Torah, you gain the greatest kapara. Greatest kapara. But you have to show, you have some value for the Torah. You respect the Torah. You care about learning Torah. It is Chayenu Orech Yamenu. And you see how your life, without a shame, is going to be full of barachot, shefa, haslacha. And Hashem is like, without a shame, to Messiah, Eya Chavinu Sheva Shomayim.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.